One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of Failing Better. I hope you are failing better. Do you get the title? I'm Sean McLaughlin, one of the co-hosts.
I'm Johnny Pelham, the other co-host.
This is Failing Better, the greatest podcast in the world. Our jokes are funny. Our wisdom is wise. What more could you want?
I'm going to give the listeners a glimpse behind the magician's curtain. We made an exact decision to not both say Failing Better at the same time. Sean said in the lead, absolute panic in his eyes. I've never seen you look more anxious as you did opening that podcast.
It's funny, isn't it? Because in life you always say, oh, you need to try different things. You need to move forward. You can't just remain wedded to the past. I deeply regret the choice we made today to move forward.
A remarkable amount of panic. I was sat there thinking, do I dive in? Do I help this man who's sort of floundering? And then I thought, no, I'll let him flounder.
I'm trying to be casual. I'm trying to get this podcast where it needs to go.
Another bit of inside information. We were meant to start this podcast 10 minutes ago. I got a message from Sean saying, I can't do the podcast at the moment as I'm having a massive shit.
That's not how I... Come on, Johnny. That's not my... Do you want to read... Right, read out the messages. I'm not going to say I'm having a massive shit.
You said something like, I'm stuck in the toilet. Which, initially, I just thought you literally got stuck in a toilet. Like, I swear that's what... You said to me... What did you say? You said, currently trapped on the toilet. We'll be 10 minutes late. Yeah. I said, wow, I'm listening to Taylor Swift, having a lovely time. You said, I'm not doing well. Why did I just eat all those chocolate buttons? Did you eat a lot of chocolate buttons?
Yeah, I did. I ate some chocolate buttons on the... I had brunch today.
Ooh.
Very exciting. Had brunch.
What was your brunch?
I had like a... Sort of like your Turkish eggs.
Yeah. I know Turkish eggs? I spent a lot of £10 on Turkish eggs in my time, Sean.
It was, it's like baked eggs in sort of tomato-y goulash. It's very nice. Very nice stuff. But on the way back, I bought some chocolate buttons and a protein ball, and I really inhaled them both.
I don't even know what a protein ball is. Like, is it like...
It's basically just chocolate, but it doesn't feel like chocolate.
Chocolate. You just had to shit yourself furiously.
I don't know what's going on. It's because I'm back from Mexico, listeners. As you know, I've been to Mexico, and I was on an all-inclusive, which I'd never done before. And I think I'm still, unfortunately, in that mode of eating 7 square meals a day.
Yeah.
And
Did you enjoy being inclusive? It's quite... There's a lot of... You have to have a lot of discipline not to just go absolutely fucking nuts, don't you?
Have you done it? Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it before. Okay. I can't do it. I would never book it again because I know me, and I'm just eating and drinking. It's a disaster.
I think the hit right. I know exactly what you mean. I'm so glad I did it. I could never do it again.
No.
I don't think I could do it again unless I had like a defibrillator next to my bed.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Because I'm just eating so much salt all the time, but it's... I don't know, it's fine.
What I learned, if I was a millionaire, I'd have a heart attack within the year. Like, not having money is the only thing that's keeping me slightly responsible.
I don't get these millionaires who are all trim and...
What the fuck are they doing? What is Jeff Bezos doing? Just build yourself a massive house made of chocolate and eat it, you fucking weirdo. Why are you wearing nice jeans?
He's the weirdo. That's the thing. You're the weirdo, Jeff. That idiot over there who made his money at Krispy Kreme, sold his shares, and has turned his house into a gingerbread thing, he's normal.
100%. 100%. If I had any money, every, like, 100 grand I make will take 5 years off my life. Because I'll just be like, I'm not going to do anything responsible with any of that money. What?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Did you ever read about your Kim Jong-un? And I assume Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un, I think, they've got a train that's like the presidential train. That's how they travel across Korea. I remember when Kim Jong-il died. He's the senior one, right?
Did he get a bit ill?
He...
Four more years.
You have to give us a 5-star review, listen. You have to give us a 5-star review, particularly if you're on iTunes. Just pop on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Give us a little rating. Give us a review.
Even if you've done it before, just do it again.
I said Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
And Johnny said, did he get a bit ill?
It doesn't get better than that. It does not. That's why we're the official home of Witty Banter.
We are back as the official home of Witty Banter. Soups is good.
September 11th was an inside job.
Our jokes are funny. Our wisdom is wise.
What more could you want?
Kim Jong-il. Genuinely, though, please give us a review.
Before the podcast started, Sean said, we should mention the reviews because they've stopped coming.
Yeah, we've stopped getting ratings and they do. We really want to start getting back in the charts. So please do give us reviews and recommend it. And if you're on subscribe. That's the main thing. Subscribe. Follow it if you're on Spotify. Subscribe if you're on iTunes. If you don't listen to either of those, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
And join the Patreon. We got two live stand-up specials on there. We got loads of content. Sean's got loads of nudies. It's a great time for everyone.
I've got a bunch of nudies, and I will not take them off unless we get more Patreons.
Sean's got a sex tape on there. Sean, this isn't known by many people. You know Paris Hilton's sex tape? That was a less famous one with Sean McLaughlin and Paris Hilton. That is on the Patreon, so please do subscribe for free.
And it is awful, because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing down there. I'm crying. She keeps saying, like, you were so slick at the bar. What are you doing? I go, babe, I don't know what I'm doing. I go, Paris, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. She goes, have you got protection? I go, I don't know what that means. I hear people say it in the film, but I don't know what that means.
I've got armbands. Will that help in this situation?
I have got a sex tape on the Patreon. Johnny's got a snuff film on there. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about who he killed. It doesn't matter.
They needed to die. They needed to die. That's all I said. They needed to die. That's another little catchphrase. They needed to die.
Yeah, for our first... By the way, if you're a first-time listener... Fuck knows what you make of this so far, but this, trust me, this is good stuff. You just don't have the proper context.
Yeah.
But thank you for all the. But yes, do subscribe and rate. And was it failingbetterpod@gmail.com? Failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
Patreon.com/failingbetter.
Woo,
that was good, I think. That was pretty slick.
Oh, yeah. That felt good.
That felt good.
Very slick. Now, what were we talking about
I wanted to talk to you about a stressful thing that happened this week.
We were in the middle of a conversation about something, weren't we?
I can't remember what it was.
Our listeners
must remember. This doesn't feel slick.
I think we've lost that feeling.
We've gone from my snuff movie to your sex tape. From slick to no
slick. We were talking about Kim Jong-il.
Oh, yes. And his train. And his little train.
It's a little trade. Now look, Kim Jong-un. How many Kim Jong-uns are there? Only one. Uno, duh. There you go. You got two jokes there, listeners, for the price of one.
For the price of un.
Duh, for the price of un. Please subscribe. Please. We think we're better than Parenting Hell. And they're number one in the charts, and we want to be there.
We can be number one. We just need you, the listener, to do something that we can't do.
The listener, singular. You, David, you need to start telling some people about this podcast.
I hope we have one listener called David who suddenly panicked.
He started
doing a mind map of where we can get listeners from. Look, so anyway, Kim Jong-un's turn.
They're trained, and I remember when Kim Jong-il died,
Allegedly.
Wow. Not only do we do puns, we also dabble in wild conjecture about the world.
We certainly do.
We don't give a fuck.
That's another one of our catchphrases.
We don't give a fuck. Our catchphrases seem to also be sort of the things that a serial killer would scream as he's being taken into The Hague. 9/11 was an inside job. They deserve to die. We don't give a fuck. Soups is good.
Soups is good.
Soups is good is my favourite of our catchphrases.
I think so. It's light, it's frothy, it's a delight for the whole family, which is what this podcast aims to be. And it's best.
And what a great soup, and what a great soup should also aim to be. Yeah. Johnny, I think I speak for everyone, both present, making the pod, and listening to the pod when I say, what the fuck is going on? We've just done a Patreon episode that was so normal and fun and nice.
Yeah. Oh, well.
If you want to listen to it, I mean, should we just make this whole advert? This whole episode just a blatant advert for our Patreon.
It is good. We've slagged people off there a bit, so that's really the USP of it, I'd say.
Well, that's one thing you need to know. We do slag people off in the Patreon, yeah. But not people we know
or like. Crucially, people we like. We slag off Kim Jong Un, Kim Jong Il. This is the you know, this is the sort of the 12A version of it. Behind the paywall, we're really going to town on them.
What rating would you give?
Ah, baby, ah. Johnny, talk to me about Kim Jong Il's train.
Those leaders in North Korea have a train, and when Kim Jong Il died,
yeah,
I read an article and they went inside Kim Jong Il's presidential train, and it was sort of.
Very funny about a train as opposed to a plane.
It is funny.
America has a plane. They have a train.
I actually think a train is cooler. That I like trains.
Do you like trains? I never knew that, and I'm delighted to find you. How much do you like trains, Sean? How much of a weirdo are you on a scale of like 1 to 10?
Let me just finish this sentence that I started 20 years ago. And then we'll talk about how much I like trains. Listeners, you've got to give us a 5-star review. Just go on your app right now. Go on Spotify or go on iTunes and just give it 5 stars. Think about how many more people could be laughing along right now. Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-du, Kim Jong-twa.
Kim Jong-sang.
Wow. What a topper.
Hey, mate, I've done Apollo for a reason. Apollo, we've both done Apollo.
We've both done Live at the Apollo. And people have the nerve to say that comedy isn't as good as it used to be. You know, these days, people say, like, comedy's not as good as it used to be. I go, yeah, it isn't. May that continue. Because yeah. I'm fucked if it gets better.
Yeah. We need it at this level. We can keep our heads slightly above the surface at this level.
Do you think I'd have been able to make a living when Monty Python were in their prime? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So Kim Jong-un's turn there.
We had a plan for this episode. And now I think genuinely we had a plan for this episode. And I think we're going to throw it away just to talk about Kim Jong-un's train. Kim Jong-il's train. And it was like basically said that because he's so fat by the end. Yeah. He had horrible gout.
Yeah.
And all he had was just food and cheese and butter and films.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had like concubines and things like that. And everyone said, oh, what a disgusting. How could he let himself get like that? And I was just thinking, if I was him, I would just be eating cheese and watching films. That's all I'd be doing.
Yeah, of course. I couldn't. We're in complete alignment. This might be why our podcast will never become successful, Sean. Because given any chance, we'll both just eat cheese and watch Christmas movies.
Well, I just don't know why. Like, it's like Barack Obama was like. It's so in such good shape, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like Rishi Sunak is like our prime minister. He's like, he's so svelte. He's tiny and he's so thin. I'm like, mate, eat a burger, chill out. You're worth £700 million.
I know.
What are you doing?
I think it's just status, isn't it, for them money? Because they can buy everything they want with the money they already have. So the only thing they're trying to do is like some dick swinging competition to have the most zeros at the end of their bank account.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I just have a love of hedonism.
That's why I respect the North Koreans in a way, because they're like, look, we don't have any money, but I can eat loads of cheese and I can watch all the basketball I want and I've met Dennis Rodman and who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Yes, have I had a proper stool in many years? No, but it doesn't matter.
I agree. Well, that's if you have opinions on millionaires, billionaires, or anything else, get in touch at failingbetterpod@gmail.com. I've got a story to tell you now, Sean.
Okay, let me just see. How long have we done? We've done a while already. I'm just going to try and look up if I can go inside Kim Jong-un-il's train. Inside Kim Jong-un's personal train. Do you want me to read about this, or do you want to tell your story?
Make an executive decision for the podcast, Sean. You can steer it where you want.
All right, let me just read the first sentence. Reports are swirling that he either died or is gravely ill. Oh my god!
Is that recent? This? Or is this?
No, this
is this Un or ill?
This is Un.
If any listeners are still on board, they're doing better than me.
Yeah, yeah. This is Un. This is from 2019. So he's alive. Don't worry about it. He's alive.
Thank God for that.
Not much is known about the train, but previous accounts and footage show it to be filled with French wine, Apple computers, and plush leather seats. That is the life for me.
Yeah, baby. That's why I do join a Patreon, so we can live that life.
It is a twin.
We want Failing Better to have its own train.
We want Failing Better to run the rails.
Yeah, yeah.
Take Avanti a look inside.
Are doing a poor job, and we want Failing Better to take over the train network running through this country.
This is incredible, this train.
Do you really like trains, then, if we're keeping this on the theme of trains? Like, would you go look at a train?
Johnny, all right, if this is going to be the theme, I need to come clean. I was once brought to tears on a visit to the National Railway Museum in York.
Why? What was particularly? What? Why did that happen?
I was watching Schindler's List on my phone. you got to subscribe to the Patreon, guys, for more of that. I was I just found it incredible. I just thought it was incredible. I just think it was an incredible thing, isn't it? The rails, the feats of human engineering. They have like a steam train there that's just cut totally in half so you can see the cross-section of it. This is an insane piece of machinery and engineering. And they built it pre-electricity, pre all of that.
Let me ask you a question, Sean. Was anyone else crying? As you looked around, was there lots of people weeping at this extraordinary bit of technological...
No, but that's... Look, Johnny, I'm sorry.
So you were just a lone man weeping. People going, stay away from him, kids. We don't really know why. We don't know why that strange man...
Stay away from that oak tree that seems to have come to life and is now luring over us, weeping.
Why? So is that... So what was it just the...
I was very... I mean, look. Let's be frank. I'm telling that story, and it's only now I realise there probably was some other stuff going on.
Have you ever train spotted in your life?
No.
No.
But the older I get, the more I respect those lads.
I respect them for having a hobby that they are committed to that's outside of the norm. I quite like that. But I couldn't give a fuck about a train.
Really? Not at all.
I couldn't give a
shit. We should go to the York Railway Museum. If we get enough patrons, we'll go there. It's really brilliant. They've got like a Japanese bullet train. They have a big central... Why are you laughing at this? Like, everyone's got interests.
Yeah, everyone's got interests, but yours are peculiar.
They're not even... No, they're not peculiar. Trains are popular.
You wept at a train. You wept at the middle of a train. I mean, I'm not going to not mock you for that. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, that's normal and I shouldn't make you feel small for having an interesting hobby, am I? That's
every
not who I am.
Every train I see, I salute and I cry.
What about... Because I guess the problem with really liking trains is that now they're so shit. Like, trains are so shit now that when you're on, like, an Avanti train that's stuck for 2 hours in Macclesfield, it must be difficult to have that level of awe or respect for trains.
I like it even more. I just go, great, more time on the train.
What do you think of the virgin toilet that speaks to you? That
just, well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Does it not? That's
no.
good. I hated
that as well. I think... I do think that demeans the train. I mean, the thing for me... It's what I'm saying. To me, I think a train needs to be austere. You shouldn't be friends with a train. The train is like the ocean. You know, it should be enjoyed but respected. Like, because it can punish you when it needs to.
I'm seeing your dad telling you this lesson when you're like an 8-year-old boy.
Now listen here, son. You're not good at much, but I'm going to tell you this. Trains are worth it. What do you prefer? Planes, trains, or automobiles?
I'd say probably planes, because when I'm on a plane, I'm going somewhere fun and lovely and hot.
Ooh.
Or, I've got to think of somewhere shit there. Think of a shit country quick.
We're not opening this can of worms again, Johnny. Listen to one of our previous episodes if you want to talk about which countries we think are shit.
I think planes, because even planes... I have not got a remotely mechanical brain, so I couldn't give a fuck about cars. Like, if someone's got a nice car, I always feel a bit bad because I just couldn't give a fuck about a nice car.
I think being into cars is really weird. And I say that as someone who wept at the National Railway Museum. I didn't weep. I was just moved.
I think a solemn tear is weirder than a weep. They're both weird, but I think, like...
Okay, it was for the unknown soldier, so how about that?
Well,
So how about I'm a patriot, so how about that?
Well, if you sort of into that sort of shit...
Johnny, you know as well as I, that is exactly the type of shit that I'm into, that jingoistic...
Your whole house is a poppy. When on Remembrance Day,
I'm a heroin addict just because of its connection to poppies. That's why I fell down the toilet.
A true patriot.
Well, and you listeners may not be patriots. Become Patreons.
This is the worst episode of
my life. I don't think it is. I think we're finally telling our listeners what we've been trying to tell them subtly, which is. You need more of this.
You need more. How do you like it?
Genuinely, like it? Just give us a 5-star review.
Sean, you just cut off my lovely song. You like trains. I like singing. You have a talent for crying at trains. I have a talent for singing beautiful melodies.
Okay. if only there was a way that we could cross-pollinate these talents and monetize them.
Maybe we run a train company where you do the driving, I do the singing.
Yeah, enjoy striking on those. Go on, Mr. Lynch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but my members deserve to be paid far more for their singing services. They might not be Barbara Streisand, but it's worth a few bloody notes.
My drivers want earmuffs to cancel out the horrific warbling of that mentally ill man wandering up and down the train. Sophie, speaking of trains, Sophie wants to get the Eurostar to Italy and go on a big train, and I think we should fly. But I suppose you'd be on the train side.
Always.
Of us, would you?
Always.
It's just so much longer. And
yeah, but it's nice. The thing is, the train is nicer. I hate flying. I mean, that's one thing I should say.
Why? What's your fear of... Do you have a fear of flying when you say
no,
that?
No, not at
not
all.
Like it?
I find it so boring. I find it...
Well, what are you doing on a train? You're looking out the window.
Yeah, the window's always changing. The world changes. And you can do work. You can read. You can relax. You can take a walk.
You can do all those things on a plane.
You can't take a walk.
You can. You can walk up and down.
You can't relax on a plane.
Of course you can.
I can't.
I just look out, see the pigeons, wave at the pigeons, and then I... Pigeons, I'm a fucking moth.
You are. You know when I say plane, I mean actual ones from an airport, not those little ones you put a coin in at frickin' Tesco.
I quite like, because you get to watch a full movie on a plane.
Well, look, we were going to talk about holidays. I mean, we're now a long way into the podcast. But listeners should know, I'm back from Mexico. I'm alive.
Ooh.
I was not stolen by the cartel, as was worried. But I had a few shaky encounters.
Did you? Did you get offered any drugs?
Yeah.
Did you do any drugs?
No. I was offered a lot of cocaine.
Were
by
you?
One bloke from LA who was at the wedding. Yeah, a lot.
Right. Well,
and the thing is, we were at this resort. We were at the Hard Rock Resort. Right. I'd never been anywhere like this, Johnny. And they had people driving golf carts around to, like, if you wanted to get a lift to another part of the resort, you could get on a golf cart.
That's
and apparently,
cool.
It's the ones who drive the golf carts. They're the drug dealers. That's what we were told on the last day. They go, yeah. They basically say, they say to you, do you want any party supplies? And that's the code, apparently, in the hotel community. Party supplies is the code.
A pretty difficult code to crack.
Yes, I would love some balloons.
Yeah, you're just expecting lots of hats.
I would love a copy of Monopoly, actually. Thank you.
So was it fun, the wedding? You were at a wedding, weren't you?
I was at a Sikh wedding for 5 days in the beautiful Mayam Riviera. Congratulations to Erin and Cara. May you have a long and lovely union. And you know what? Really enjoyed it. Stayed in the pool a lot. I drank a lot. I drank really? A lot. Like, it was a... It is a problem. It's a problem, I think.
Have you been turned back to normality? Or are you still drinking? Are you still?
No,
that's the hard
thing.
I'm
okay. We had a few days somewhere that wasn't there afterwards, and we sort of didn't drink much then. But it's just hard not to, because it's so hot.
Yeah,
you're in the pool, and there's a bar in the pool, mate, and they're blaring out Bon Jovi. I mean,
you're halfway there already.
Yeah, exactly. I'm already getting a buzz.
What would you give Mexico out of 10 then, as a country?
As a country?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the parts I saw were very Americanized. Like, I was about an hour south of Cancun at this resort, and then we went to an island that was actually, where we were staying, wasn't very touristy, but I really enjoyed it. I'd give it definitely a 9.
A 9? That's very good.
8 or a 9, I'd say. It's hard to give a country that seems to... Well, I mean, what is a 10 out of 10 country? Does one exist?
England.
besides England.
Besides this great and glorious land we dwell in. Nowhere. I guess everywhere's a 9 compared to England. Is there anywhere you can be so late on a train? The great thing I think about England, going back to trains... is you can be 30 minutes late and still think there's a good chance I'm getting my train. And that's
true.
A uniquely English thing. They don't have that in China. True. If you're late in China, you're fucked. If you're late in England, you're probably fine.
Yeah, you are probably fine. That's true. That's true. No, I really liked it. It was very interesting. It's definitely like... I'm trying to think of like examples of like... It is definitely like it's definitely a culture that isn't... Like, it's just, it's very different, even from Europe.
Well,
like,
Mexico? No,
dumb comment. I'm trying
wait
to
a minute, are you saying that Mexico's got a different culture to Europe? And right. That is a real...
What I've just said is shit, okay? I just want the listeners to know that I know what I just said was shit, okay? And I'm not going to just... I'm man enough to admit that I just said a shit thing. Johnny, you've been saying shit things all day.
I went to Africa, and I tell you, it's not like Paris. It's not like Paris, is it? It's bizarre, actually.
What I like about Mexico is it does seem very sort of like the rules of like there's a lot of police. There were a lot of police around with like guns, which I liked. But
like
also
that,
a lot of people kind of just going around doing whatever they want, which I also liked.
What would be an example of someone going around?
Let's put it this way: me and my wife got in a taxi to the airport on the last day, and the taxi driver stopped, pulled over in the middle of the highway to take a selfie with us on his phone.
Why? Was it because he knew, oh my God, Ricky Gervais tour support is in my car?
Wait, I'm feeling better!
Oh, mama, he was listening to Feeling Better on the radio.
I don't know where he was from, but that's how he spoke.
Borat was...
Well, well, we were feeling better.
That's quite a good Borat.
But, I just loved it. I just loved it. We went for, like, walks. When we weren't in the resort, we went for, like, walks around these towns, ordered, like, burritos, ordered, like, cocktails that were so enormous. It was fucking lovely. Lovely people. Really cool. Very hot. And here was my issue with the Indian wedding. There were the things I loved about the Indian wedding, there's one thing I hated about it.
Let's talk about the thing you hated.
No. We'll talk about that in a minute. The thing I loved was just how passionate and joyous the whole thing was.
Yeah.
like everyone singing and dancing the whole time.
Did you get involved in that?
I danced.
I would love to see you dancing.
I'm right. a good dancer.
If we get 30 retweets, Sean will do a video of him dancing in his room. Are you up for that, Sean? You dancing for a minute. I would watch that video.
Johnny, I dance every day. My whole life's a dance.
What dance is it, would you say?
I don't know.
It's a jive. I don't know if about dancing to really make this work.
If I ever did Strictly, it would be like
I'd get voted out so quickly. I'd stumble walking to the dance floor.
But it was so joyous. Like it's all about like dance and like it's music and like they make the bride and groom into like heroes. Like the idea is that they're the prince and the king and the queen of the. I just thought it was great. It's gonna be a culture shock going back to like a drab British wedding where it's like you're watching the father of the bride butcher some jokes that he stole from the internet. You know, and instead you've got I've come from this thing where everyone's just dancing. I just really like it. I like the Indian dress. I like the Indian culture. I do like the way Indians move, actually, the way they dance. It's very unique. Do you not think?
Do you mean the Bhangra sort of?
Yeah, Bhangra, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like they're finding something else in the music. Like, they're finding, and the way they, it's almost like puppetry that they move. I don't know. I'd like to know.
It's like that Japanese flavour that, what's it called? Like, what's the, you're looking at
what
me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's some, like, Japanese flavour that's called something that isn't, like, sweet or something that's like, I'm going to Google it.
That's great. Just a great, great addition.
No, I think genuinely, if I could remember what it was called, it would have been quite a helpful add-on.
What are you saying exactly?
I'm typing in Japanese, Japanese taste. God, it doesn't seem good. This. It's just coming in loads of Japanese. Awagi or something. Ah, fuck. What's it called? Awagi.
And what is the? What do you mean? It's like a
unami.
You mean it's...
Unagi!
if this doesn't want you to sign up to the Patreon...
Unagi's
if you don't want an hour more of this a week, then what is on with you?
I don't know what I'm talking about. There's definitely like a thing like sweet, salty, sour, like the taste, and then the Japanese invented a new
one. And how... Johnny, just put the phone down for a second. I'm just curious, how is that related to anything I'm talking about? That's all I want you to do is tell me how that's related.
You were saying the Indians have found a different way of dancing, and I was saying that's how, similar to how the Japanese have found a different taste.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So actually, it was a very wise comment. would you say the word wise?
I mean, our wisdom tends to be wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Our jokes tend to be funny. And frankly, I don't want to know whether the audience
want any more of this.
Do you want more?
If any listeners know what I'm talking about, do email us.
failingbetterpod@gmail.com. No, but it was great. Now, I loved the whole ceremony of it. I can't wait to go to another Sikh wedding. I can't wait. I think it's going to be terrific. I just loved it. I love the clothing. I love all of it.
What was the thing one, you...
Right, yes, here's the thing didn't like, and this is personal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of barefoot. The vibes for a lot of it is barefoot.
Yeah, yeah.
My bare feet are not shown to anyone.
Sean, I've never seen your bare feet, but I imagine they are unimaginably horrible.
You're, in my opinion, correct.
Yeah.
So I was very unsettled by that.
I understand.
Yeah. But the rest of it was great. Went to see the Chichen Itza, the big temple.
Oh.
Went to see... went snorkeling.
Do you have any idea about the history of South America in terms of was it all one empire or was it always different separate countries or states?
Well, Mexico, I don't know if they're considered South America.
Oh, really? Are they Central America?
I think they're Central or even North America politically.
Oh, how fascinating.
But in terms of all the empires and stuff, I mean, the Chichen Itza stuff was the Mayans.
Yes,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
so old, and they were so advanced.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
They were meant. I mean, that's the temple that everyone says aliens built.
Including me.
This is Johnny Pelham.
And wasn't there Mayan prophecy that we were all going to die in like 2019?
I think there was apparently on the interior of this big temple there, the big main one, they have a timeline of human history.
Oh, wow.
Going from zero to the year
2019.
Yeah, it was 2019 or 2000 or something.
That's mad.
And they have the whole thing laid out. And like the Chichen Itza, like there's 365 steps to go up to it.
Yeah.
They had, I should have read more before I'm talking about this. I guess I'm saying this from a point of ignorance of what I was interested in, is they had an understanding of the constellations and they had stuff named after like Venus things like that. Even though those are Greek, like ancient Greek and Roman, it's very interesting. Like,
so what they would have presumably called Venus something different. They it had different names, presumably, but they had the same celestial.
I don't know. I mean, it must be. It must be.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been like when the Spanish came over there and they sort of retrofitted some of the stuff to.
And when were the Mayan people bobbing around? Like,
this temple was built in like the year 800.
Ooh, so I thought we'd be in BC time. So
yeah, I did as well, to be honest. Actually, I was a bit let down. Yeah. They only tell you when it's built after you've paid the money to get in. Oh, fuck.
Built in 2020.
Well, your failing bet has been around longer than this.
It was built by aliens in 2020. Sean's just turned on a very bright light.
So that was my trip, and I ate loads and I drank loads, and that was that.
It sounds very fun.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about when you're talking about going on flights? What was the last flight you took? Because I watched lots of films on my flight.
Where did I go last?
And I found that awkward, actually. Can I say that? Because one of my flights, there was a girl next to me. There was like an attractive woman next to me. And I was like, okay, you want to look cool. I need to look like that.
So when you're on the flight, are you imagining, you're hoping to join the Mile High Club, aren't you?
Look, my wife's on the same flight. I'm a very loyal, you know.
But you still think, I want her to think I'm a cool dude.
I want her to think I'm a cool dude. And so basically, I knew that I was going to watch the new Space Jam film. Like, I knew that was happening. But I needed to then do this sort of weird charade where I sort of go, oh, maybe I'll... I was trying to figure out if there's a way I can choose it and make it look like it's ironic that I'm choosing it. So I was thinking, like, if I watch There Will Be Blood, does that earn me enough cred to watch Space Jam 2?
What I love about this pretty girl was she was just thinking, I'm on a flight.
she
had no idea. She was sat next to a lunatic. Like, your whole trip's been dominated by her face and figure, and she's completely oblivious to you.
No, not at all. I just wanted to impress... I always want to impress the people around me. It's a big problem in my life.
I cannot tell you how much you're failing at that.
This podcast...
No, you're impressive in your way.
Oh, that's the... In your way is the fucking... That is the phrase that is going to be carved into my gravestone. He had a good life in his own way. What's the last flight you took, Johnny? The idea of you in an airport, I find very unusual.
I can't remember. It might have been Melbourne. No, it was in Portugal. I went to Faro in Portugal to see my family.
Faro, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And
is that the one that you go to for Lagos?
It probably is. Yeah, I think that Lagos rings a bell.
Yeah, there's
flying there. How do you know that? That's remarkably specific geographical knowledge.
I'm a world traveller, Johnny. You know that about me.
Mexico, Portugal.
Travel is my greatest passion.
Yeah, well, you like to get the train there.
I flew to Faro to go to Lagos. That's where I met my wife, in Lagos.
Is it?
Yes.
Can you remember the first time you saw your wife?
Yes, I remember thinking, I can't watch Space Jam just now. I'm going to have to play the long game with this one.
I'll watch There Will Be Blood. That'll be romantic.
A documentary, is it? Oh, this looks like a very intelligent documentary. I'll watch that for a bit.
How? What was it like meeting Alexa? Did you?
What was it like? Is that your fucking question?
No, what I mean by the question
it was good, Johnny.
It was good.
What
I mean is, was it heart stopping? Was it love at first sight? What do you believe in love at first sight? Was it like attractiveness at first sight? Did you get a mild boner when you saw? What was the emotional state you were going through when you saw what would become your wife for the first time?
How am I supposed to answer that question?
Well, with clarity and with conciseness, ideally. But if you want to go and rant about trains, that's awesome.
Yeah, I had a great... I loved her. We had a great night. We had a really fun night and I loved her.
Well, that's sort of boringly sweet.
We played pool and I was amazing at it.
Were you?
I've never been so good at pool. I was like doing trick shots. I was getting the cue over two other balls to knock one in the far corner. She must have thought I was so cool. At one point, I bought her a rose. I mean, I was drunk.
What
as hell.
The fuck?
I was
you bought
drunk
a rose?
As hell.
What did you say when you bought a rose? You said, "You are the flower of my life, sweetheart."
I definitely bought her a rose, ironically, almost as ironically as how I watched Space Jam.
The first time I probably talked about this on the podcast, but I'll mention briefly. First time me and Sophie ever slept together was in the Blue Peter Gardens in Media City.
For non-UK listeners, do you want to explain what Blue Peter is?
Blue Peter is a children's TV show that was on in like the 90s, early...
It's still going. It's like an institution.
Yeah,
it's been on since like the 70s.
And there's a thing called Media City, which is where the BBC are up in Salford in Manchester. And they have got a garden called the Blue Peter Garden.
But they do episodes in. It's like a part where they teach.
No, I don't
kids
think
about,
they do.
Yeah,
do
they feel. Of course, Blue Peter. Why would the TV show have a garden?
It's right next like a prep. There's no way. It's just called the Blue Peter Garden in like memory of the show Blue Peter, but it's not where Blue Peter film.
I thought Blue Peter always film episodes in the garden. Like they plant things. But, they teach kids about gardening. And then they pad over. They've got you and Sophie drunk out your head, 69ing.
No. Too complicated.
No.
This isn't what that was. I think they've just named it Blue Peter Garden when it's just a generic space. But anyway, in our head, there was like massive like hill things. And then a man in a scooter told us we had to leave. Security scooted over to us and said, "Guys, you have to leave. You cannot be shagging here."
Is that what he said?
Probably not.
You cannot be shagging here.
I was so drunk, I can't remember.
You've been kicked out of the Blue Peter Garden.
Yeah.
Guess where I've been kicked out of?
Correctly. Where have you been kicked out of?
The set of EastEnders, Albert Square.
How did that happen? When did it happen?
I was shagging Pat Butcher. No, it's a joke. Listeners, that as a joke.
Yeah.
I was doing writing on another project.
What were you writing on? Coronation Street. Trying to get ideas.
They needed a mole. Get to Albert Square. How about a character called Bill Mitchell? No, I was just walking around. It was there. It was basically, they were filming this. I was writing on a panel show.
Yeah.
I was on the writing team. And it was filmed on the same studio lot as they made EastEnders. And I was just walking around Albert Square. And it was amazing.
And why didn't they kick you out? Because they were filming.
Because I wasn't meant to be there. And guy came up to me and goes, "Who are you?" And I went, "Oh, I don't know. I'm a writer."
I'm Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah, he went, "Hey, you the host of Failing Better?" I went, "Yeah." And he headbutted me.
You say co-host. You're
not a co-host. I am the co-creator of Failing Better.
Yeah.
I am the co-creator and treasurer of the Failing Better Foundation.
And did he say, "Oh, if only Johnny was here, I'd have given him a hug."
Yeah, sure. He said, "Does that make you feel better if I say that he said that?"
Sean, nothing makes me feel better in the long term, but temporarily, it does make me feel slightly happy.
Good. Well, I think we need to wrap this up this episode. We were meant to be talking about holidays the whole episode, but instead we talked about trains.
I spent quite a while thinking about funny holiday anecdotes to share, and then we've just talked about trains. What the listener should know, we're doing two episodes a week now. So
we're going to try and start doing two episodes a week. Tuesday and Friday.
Friday. And they're going to be more like 40 minutes-ish is the idea.
This one's longer than that, I think.
Well, they're going to be whatever. They're going to be 40 minutes in theory, but obviously, if we start talking about trains, you know, Sean likes to waffle on about trains, so it could be 4-5 hours, really. But they're going to be shorter eps, twice a week. We're thinking maybe having guests on the Friday, although that isn't going to be the case this week. I think maybe we talk about holidays, because I did quite a lot of fucking prep.
Did you actually?
Well, I didn't do a prep, I remembered two things. I remembered two holidays. It was pretty tough work.
Brilliant.
All right.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I think has this been a good episode, you think?
It feels like it's flowed. It's been a lovely dynamic. I think
flowed.
It's been...
That's not a word I'd say with this. I think it's... Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Please do keep listening.
My favourite bit was the bit where I started talking about Japanese food. I mean, that bit was a real highlight.
Yeah, that I definitely feel like that's the bit that's going to stick in the listener's head.
That was feeling better in its purest form.
Unfortunately, I think you might be right. I think you might be right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. Genuinely, give us a fucking rating if you do. You have no... You're sitting there going, oh, it's funny, they keep saying it. You don't know how algorithms work. And people are... We need to get in those charts again. We used to be in the iTunes top 250. I want to get back in there.
Yeah, we want to get back. We're like, you know, we're like an aged singer trying desperately to claw the way back into the charts.
Yeah,
in time for Christmas. Maybe this is a Christmas movie. If we can get to number one by Christmas, hello, Christmas movie.
Christmas number one. That...
Yeah.
Now that's a plan, Johnny.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're trying to be number one for Christmas Day. We're trying to be number one for Christmas Day. Wouldn't that be what a gift for
the
not
world.
Just us, but for the world.
For the world, yeah.
So feeling better, number one at Christmas Day.
People waking up.
Who's the number one podcast right now? I'm going to get on Chartable.
America or the UK?
Huh?
America or the UK?
I think we're not going to be number one worldwide, are we?
I want to be number one everywhere. That's my ambition, though.
Apple Podcasts. The rest is politics.
We can't beat them. Alistair Campbell's a war criminal.
We can't beat them. Mission adjourned.
Alistair Campbell is a war criminal who's now got a very successful podcast. We can't compete with that.
The
level
second one is the News Agents, which is the
That's
Emily
very
Maitlis
good.
One.
That's better than ours is.
So right, basically, we've got two politics shows. We need this show to be better than the concept of world politics.
And I think we're getting there.
I think we're definitely smarter than those bloody lugheads in the White House, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so make it happen, guys. Share it with anyone you love this Christmas.
If you're a little child and you meet Santa, and Santa goes, what do you want for Christmas, little boy or girl or non-binary? You go, I want Failing Better to be number one in the British podcast charts. And you'd be like,
I'm not a miracle worker.
Come on, kid.
Are you sure you don't want a Game Boy? This Game Boy I've got here. No, Santa.
I want to help Sean and Johnny on their quest.
Are you sure you don't want this Monopoly board? I'm clearly wrapped for you, you stupid child. No, I don't want any of the things. Stop shouting at me, Father.
Okay. Well, let's finish this one, shall we? Yes.
Yeah, I think we should finish this one.
Thanks, listeners.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.